come and rescue him.
For instance, one day when he was quietly walking along the beach minding his own business, he got his foot stuck in a bucket, and because he couldn't get the bucket off, he had to walk around with it on his foot for hours. For instance, another time, he was walking along the beach. He walked straight into a large hole that somebody had dug and had to stay there all night because he couldn't climb out on his own. However, despite all those little accidents, Mr. Bump enjoyed his vacation. And while he was there, he had a great idea about what sort of job he could get. It was the best idea Mr. Bump had ever had. An absolutely great idea. And now Mr. Bump works happily for Mr. Barley the farmer. Mr. Barley has a large apple orchard on his farm, and that's where Mr. Bump works. Mr. Bump's job is picking apples, but he doesn't use a ladder to climb up the tree to pick the apples like other apple pickers. Oh no, Mr. Bump has a much better way of picking apples than that. He just walks around, and before long, Mr. Bump, being Mr. Bump, walks into a tree. Bump!
Bump! Down falls an apple, and Mr. Bump catches it. This makes the job of apple picking much easier, and Mr. Bump is very pleased about his new job, and Mr. Barley is very pleased about his new apple picking. So you see, the story of Mr. Bump isn't such a sad story after all. And if you ever bump yourself, you know what to do, don't you? Go and eat an apple picked by Mr. Bump, and then you won't feel your bump at all. You'll remember that next time you have a bump, won't you? Okay, good. And that is the story of Mr. Bump. The end.